Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we continue our journey towards Easter together. Let us begin today by pausing for a moment, turning our attention towards Jesus, and being expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are able, close your eyes, hold out your hands in front of you, take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. Today we are finishing our week of looking at the miracles of Jesus while he was on earth. Luke chapter 22, verses 49 through 51. When the disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And one of them struck at the high priest's slave, slashing off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Much like his first miracle, Jesus' last is not flashy and in front of the crowds. It is the quiet kindness of a Savior, seeing a person and meeting their need. This man was just a slave. He was in a lowly position and doing as was instructed. Jesus sees this man, even though a slave, and heals him. Jesus is yet again bringing dignity to those society has deemed undeserving. Even for the disciple to cut off his ear, it showed that the disciples still had a lot to learn from Jesus and his ways. We often fall into this way of thinking as well when we think we're doing what's best and still somehow we miss the mark. After this interaction and Jesus' healing of the slave's ear, Jesus holds his hands out to be tied up. He knows what is coming and what is required of him, and he walks forward into it. We are just a couple weeks away from Easter Sunday. The closer we get, the more I'm reminded of Jesus' last week on earth and his loving kindness that is displayed in each of his miracles, in his death, and his resurrection. He is the giver of life. Where are you needing Jesus' loving kindness displayed in your life? Where are you needing renewal and refreshed life? Take some time today and talk with Jesus about these things. Write down some thoughts and some prayers. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for showing us such kindness. Holy Spirit, bring renewal to us today in the places that we need it most. Refresh our spirits and lift our eyes to the heavens. We praise you, God, for all that you have done. Amen.
You take these loaves and these few fish and with them you feed thousands. You let You show me you are worthy of my faith. Where I have chosen, dreamt or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations, come Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing. You calm the wind and still the waves, then walk on the water to meet me. You turn my water into wine and give me a glimpse of your glory over and over again. You prove your kindness to me over and over again. You show me chosen, dreamt or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations, come Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the others.